Welcome to a very spooky edition of I'm Sorry Dad Podcast. Cookie Crisps.
So, wait, was that just a giant ad for Cookie Crisps?
Yep. This episode is sponsored by
Cookie Crisps.
No, it's not.
But
now that, see, that's the thing is we just finished that that audio and then an ad played right after it.
Yeah, it did.
Got
this stupid new app soundboard that plays ads right after you use the sound. That's not the sound I want. Dude, life is crazy. Guess what, dude? I saw a ghost today.
Did you really?
Ghost of my ex.
Oh, God.
She came over to grab some of her clothes.
Oh, man, you know what's really spooky? Heartbreak.
Yeah. Which I'm totally getting over. God damn it, my phone's going off.
Man, it's spooky. Everything's spooky today. Your phone going off.
That was her.
Really?
Saying I died. No.
Saying get yourself tested, I have AIDS.
But my ex, Frank, she came over to grab some of her clothing, some thong underwear, which I sniffed right before I handed it to her one last time.
Ah, that's good.
And some yoga pants, which I also sniffed one last time.
How long was the sniff happening? Like 5 minutes? Did she go like, all right, I have to go now?
And yeah, it was like,
you put your finger in front of her face like 1 minute?
Oh, I slapped her.
Oh, you slapped her?
Yeah, I slapped her.
You know what's really spooky is domestic abuse.
That is spooky.
Domestic violence.
But in conclusion, I'm feeling a lot better about Frank.
Nice.
I'm no longer like waking up and immediately feeling a heaviness on my chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was waking up just being like, oh.
It's like she's literally shitting on your heart. Like,
yeah.
Well, every night you wake up. I mean, every morning you wake up. But you haven't. How many days has gone by since you haven't like had that feeling?
I think like four.
4 days?
Yeah.
Huh?
And I even saw her today. I had a moment of deep sadness, but literally for like 3 seconds, right after she left, I was just like, it's going to be okay.
Then you jerked off and you were fine.
Yeah, jerked off in my own mouth.
Nice.
I just needed some protein. It's really what I needed.
Yeah. It has 2 grams of protein every load.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Come in my mouth right now, bro.
All right. 1 second. No, I'm unbuckling my stuff right now.
Oh, all
right,
cool.
Wait.
Oh, this is my first time seeing your dick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. It's cute.
Thanks, man. I pride myself on having a very, very cute, adorable dick.
Yeah, it's a cute dick.
All right. Now get to chowing down.
Nom, 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 nom.
Nice.
Daddy. Okay.
All right. Well, I just blew my load, so I'm going to leave now. That's right. Okay.
So I guess I just swallowed the ghosts of what could have been our babies.
Yeah, they're all gone now. You just swallowed Jillian. And Derek, and Patrick.
Have you thought of actual names you'd want for your kids?
Yeah, Tony.
Tony?
Tony Calvillo, I think, would be awesome.
Tony Calvillo.
Tony Calvillo. It sounds Italian, but he would be...
It does.
I would have to marry an Italian woman in order for that to make sense.
Do it.
Either that, Charlie. I like Charlie a lot.
I like Charlie.
Cash.
Cash. Don't like that. Don't do that.
Okay, well, I'm going to use it now.
Yo, Cash.
What's up, Cash?
What's up, guys? My name's Cash.
Cash sounds cool. It sounds like a guy that's free-spirited, doesn't really care too much. Why? What are your names for your children?
You know what? I don't know. I used to know. One was going to be William. That's my middle name.
William?
Will.
It's boring.
But this was back in the 90s, bro.
Oh, back when Will Smith was huge?
Yeah. Now it's going to be Will Smith. That's his first name.
Will Smith. And he's going to have a middle name, too, so it's going to be like Will Smith.
Matthew Muldoon.
Oh, man. Poor
I don't,
kid.
I don't know what I would name my kids. I think I do want kids, though.
But you just don't know what you would... I mean, I feel like you don't have to know that.
No, you don't. You know what? I do like names that begin and end in vowels because it just sounds pretty. Like Olivia.
Mm.
Olivia.
What's an... Oh, with... So it'd have to end with A. Sophia.
So, yeah, or beginning and ending with a vowel in particular. It's just smoother on the tongue. Since this is a spooky Halloween episode, I got a spooky story.
Go ahead.
My ex, Frank, and I got her pregnant, and she had to have an abortion. So shout-outs to baby ghost Olivia. I hope you're doing okay in hell, bitch. All babies who get aborted go to hell.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, it's a fucking ad. It's another ad.
Fun story, side note, she didn't get pregnant.
Oh, she didn't get pregnant?
No.
So you don't have a baby in hell right now?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
But I did want to talk about Halloween, because we're posting this on Tuesday instead of Wednesday.
Oh, shit. Dude, spooky. That's spooky. Irregular posting.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, irregular schedules.
I have a story about Halloween.
Go ahead.
One time in sixth grade, I went trick-or-treating with Steve Oliveira and Tyler Middleton. I dressed
Do I know those people?
No.
Why'd you say their name, their full names like I knew them? Tyler Middleton.
Because details make stories better, okay?
You can just say Steve and Tyler.
Steve and Tyler? I went trick-or-treating with Aerosmith?
He's trick-or-treating with Steve and Tyler.
That's funny.
Love it on elevator. Go ahead.
Dude, look like a lady. So I went trick-or-treating with Steve.
People ask Steve and Tyler when he opens the door, like, oh, are you supposed to be like a frog? No.
Dude, look like a lady.
All right, go ahead.
So I went trick-or-treating with Steve and Tyler from Aerosmith. Steve was dressed as a monk.
Lame.
Mm-hmm. Tyler was dressed as, I forget, I'll call it an alien. I was dressed as a scary clown. Clown mask, yellow wig. It was just a stupid thing. Anyways, we're trick-or-treating. We're having a good night. Got a lot of candy. We're starting to approach my house. The night is almost done. Mm. We're about 100 yards away from my house. Mm. 16 Shipyard Lane. Not needed those details.
No, not at all.
And then a fucking maroon, I still remember, a maroon Jeep Cherokee pulls up in front of us. Mm. Some hooligan teenagers come out. Mm. They approach me, and one kid says, like, you want this? And he rips the bag of candy out of my hand.
How old were you?
Sixth grade, so whatever that is.
It's like 12?
Like, I guess so, yeah.
Like 12 or 13.
12. And
these kids were like, what, like 17?
Yeah.
This is like classic, like fucking, what's that guy who made Breakfast Club? John Hughes. This is like a John Hughes moment.
Yeah, it was like classic suburban white, just like rich teenagers in a Jeep.
Yeah, and taking away your candy that you got for free. Come on, give it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thankfully, my bag was plastic and split in half, so I got about like a quarter of my candy left. Uh-huh. And I said the worst curse word I could.
Did you say asshole?
No, I said, what the hell?
And your friends were like, oh, right.
Steve ran in his monk costume.
That seems suitable. Yeah, he's a pacifist.
He went to go pray. Mm. he chose prayer to defend me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Tyler claims that he was throwing his candy at the hooligans.
Where were you in this whole situation?
I was battling tug of war style with my bag of candy. I was the victim.
Oh, so they were like, this wasn't just like they snatched it and ran. This was like you fought for yourself.
Yeah.
You fought for those Mars bars.
Then the bag ripped. I remember my wig was still in the bag. Mm. 50 feet down the road, they threw out the wig. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe they're not that bad after all.
Sure.
But I tried to hold back tears. But it was the end of the night. Most of my candy's gone.
Huh.
I started to cry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think any kid would after their candy's stolen.
Yeah.
But yeah, that sucked.
That was the first time you realized what sadness was.
Yep.
And today, when Frank came in, when she left, you ate a whole bag of candy.
Yep.
Just to try and fill the void.
Although I did have some candy late last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What kind?
So I had some Now and Lighters, some Skittles.
Did you cut it in half and eat one now, and then are you going to eat the other one later? Ha! Dude, bro. Okay, so that was great. Anyways, continue.
So yeah, after that, I finished crying. I walked to my family friend's house to get some more candy. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking like, all right, I'll tell him my story. He's going to let me have a bunch of candy. Mm. But fucking Mr. Mello was just like, all right, you can have two pieces.
What a little prick.
The rest of you guys can have one. Rye, you can have two.
Oh.
And I was like, fuck you, bro. I'm a kid.
Yeah.
I'm a kid who's... Somebody just stole candy from a baby.
And that was your first time saying fuck, even, probably.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck you, bro.
Oh, my gosh. I have a new word.
Yeah. Were there any girls there that, after you said fuck, they did 5 minutes in heaven with you in the closet?
Yep.
They did?
Yep.
And you were just crying the whole time? The whole 5 minutes? Yeah. Let me out!
No, I don't know if I like girls yet. Actually, I've always liked girls, even since I was a little kid.
Sexual identity, that's pretty spooky.
Mm, it is indeed. Speaking of sexual identity, what's up with yours? You're posting a lot of cross-dressing pics.
I mean, I just do it just for laughs.
Right.
I mean, can I be honest?
No.
I'm very comfortable with my sexuality, meaning I don't know what I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I prefer women. Like, I like to have sex with women. I'm very attracted to women. Uh-huh. I would say only attracted to women.
Okay.
There are to have been times where I've thought about kissing a guy. And I'm not talking about, like, I'm just in my car daydreaming about Bradley Cooper. I'm talking about, like, I'm with a guy and we're having a great conversation. And he's a good-looking man. And I've just thought, like, what would happen if I kissed this guy right now? Like, wow. What? Like, genuinely, I've thought that. But
is that what you're thinking right now with me?
No, you're ugly. Sorry, I got to have standards. No, I'm just kidding. I would make out with you if we weren't friends, you know?
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, of course.
There was a period in college where I thought I was gay for about 3 hours. And I'll tell you why. Mm. I was...
Because I was sucking a dick for 3 hours.
Because I was sucking a dick for 3 hours, loving it.
Yeah.
No, I was trying to figure out what type of guys girls liked. So I'd I started observing guys a lot, to the point where I was walking around college, be like, "All right, yeah, he's hot.
He's hot."
I was like, "He's cute."
Hey, dude, can you show me your dick really quick?
Yeah.
Can you whip out your dick?
Then I spent a whole day just like checking out dudes, and I was like, "Oh fuck, I think I'm gay."
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing, as everyone says, but it was.
I mean, it's scary when you're a kid.
Yeah, well, I was in college.
Well, it's even scarier when you're in college.
I was just thinking, like, oh man, this is gonna complicate everything in my life.
Yeah, people don't realize how scary it is to find out you're gay. You're just like, it's a scary thing because you're like, I have to tell everybody now.
Yeah,
and that's scary. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. Like, it's more of an internal fear than it is an outward. Like, your parents and your friends won't be like, what? They'll be like, oh yeah, but it's scary. Yeah, sexual identity is super spooky.
And there was one time where I was checking out my friend Seth, and I was like, all right, those are some good calves. And I was like, some nice shoulders. And then I was like, and he's cute when he sleeps.
Yeah.
You get it? That was a joke. The joke was I was watching him sleep. Sorry, I guess it wasn't funny.
Was that supposed to be get out, like, can you leave?
Yeah.
Like, the room, please? Can you get the fuck out of the room after that dumb joke? I'm just kidding.
Ooh, funny story. Mm-hmm. Not spooky, though, but I want to tell it. It's funny.
Sure.
So I went on a date last week, just out of pain.
It was a pain date. It was like NyQuil.
Yeah.
For a flu.
Pretty much. It was just like, I'll just go out with a pretty girl. I miss you, Frank. But we had a scheduling conflict.
Hmm.
To where she, well, first of all, I met her on a dating app called Hinge.
Hinge?
Hinge, yeah, it's a new thing.
What is the hook with Hinge?
It's like, this is a serious one. This is for people who want a relationship.
Oh, God. So there's like two people on there?
Yeah.
It's just you and the other girl that you were with?
Just me and her.
Yeah.
So she had a scheduling conflict, and I was like, all right, the only time we could hang out was a certain Wednesday when I was hosting a show at the Hollywood Improv.
Mm-hmm.
And I know not to bring dates to shows, because if you say something weird on stage... they might ask you about it. I'll get there. But I was like, yeah, come to the show. I'm hosting. I want people to hang out with you at all during the show.
Mm.
But it was impressive. Dane Cook was on the show. Jamie Kennedy. Harlan Williams. I did very well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. So she was like, oh, you're funny. She was like, that was really good. So I was like, ah, she's impressed.
Yeah.
But I have a brand new joke about Frank. So on stage, I was like, I don't want to get too sad, but I just got dumped 2 weeks ago today. And then I was like, I'm heartbroken right now, and here's what I'm going through, and I have jokes about it.
Mm.
So then after the show, she was like, great job. I was like, but by the way, are you really heartbroken? You were dumped 2 weeks ago? And I was just like, yeah. So then she was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That she learned right then that I was not ready to be dating.
And that's the last time you saw her?
It is, yeah.
Oh, really?
We've still talked, but I told her, I was like, yeah, I guess I should tell you I'm still pretty sad about my ex, so sorry.
Jesus Christ.
And she's like, that's all good, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she said, like, what's your most fucked up joke? And I told her, and she didn't think it was funny.
Can you tell it on the podcast?
So that was actually worse.
Can you tell it on the podcast?
No.
Why?
I can't.
Have I heard this joke before?
No, it's not even a joke. It's just like an idea. It's like a fake pitch to a TV show.
Sure.
I can't say. It's really bad.
Oh.
Oh,
I think I know what you're talking about.
Fake pitch? Midas touch?
No.
Oh. Well, I told her two jokes. I'll tell you one. You like this joke. It's not perfect, though. Based on a true story. One time in New York, I did a show. I did my Jay-Z impression during the show. Then afterwards, a girl came up to me outside, and she said, if you talk to me in your Jay-Z voice, I will do whatever you tell me to do. So then in the joke, she says that, and I say, all right, suck your boy's dick. Mm-hmm. Laugh. Then I go, and she did. She sucked her son's dick right in front of me. Suck your boy's dick?
Yeah.
So she thought that was funny. Yeah. It's not a perfect joke. It's kind of hard to understand.
No, I get it.
Yeah, it's a little detached. Suck your boy's dick. She sucked her son's dick. Yeah. Whatever. Let bygones be bygones.
Yeah.
Whatever phrase that is.
I mean, if you want to go ahead and give a girl you just meet real context and real insight into who you are as a person, then definitely tell that joke first time you meet her.
Yeah, so whenever I meet a girl, I'm just like, hey, my name's Ryan. I'm super down with pedophilia.
Mm-hmm. And they usually go, oh, me too. And then you bond on that.
Then I say, all right, suck your boy's dick. Do you have a Halloween story?
I do have a Halloween story, but it is not the Halloween story of a childhood. It is the Halloween story of 3 years ago.
Okay.
And this is an L.A. Halloween story.
Mm-hmm.
So it started out, the night was great. It was a bunch of my friends. We all go to a bowling alley. It's Halloween night. And it's really fun. I'm with my brother and his girlfriend and her sister. So we're all in the car. And I had a crush back then. That was like the first girl I ever thought I loved. I didn't.
Oh.
But first girl. You know who I'm talking about.
Really? That was a year ago?
It's 3 years ago. 2014.
Who was that? Alex Ernst.
Yes. No, okay, I'll say Andre. I was my first love was a girl named Andre. And so, anyways, bowling night, everyone's having a good time with, like I said, my brother, his girlfriend, and her sister. We all are like, I get a text from Andre, and she's like, oh, you should come over to this party. And Andre, by the way, has a boyfriend at this time. So she's like, come over to this party, and it's in downtown, and it's at my place, and it'll be fun. And I was like, okay, yeah, cool. And I was like, okay, I got to get everybody to this party right now because I might still have a shot. It didn't make any sense to me. And like, I was like, I might still have a shot with this girl that has a boyfriend. But so we drive over there in an Uber. And for some reason, I'm just getting the vibe like, I don't know if I should be... No, we shouldn't do this. I kept saying, let's go home because it was pouring rain. So it was like, it was lightning and it was pouring rain. There were a bunch of cars on the road, and the vibe was weird as fuck. The vibe was scary, and I was like, this is a sign. Let's go back home. And the
sounds spooky.
It was spooky. Oh, he's going to get a sound effect for you guys really quick. He's going to be a big pair. There we go.
Very spooky.
You hear 1 second of the ad.
Worst app ever.
Holy shit.
Okay, go on.
Anyways, so I'm just getting weird vibes in the Uber, and I'm just saying like to the to everybody, I'm like, we have to, let's go back home. Let's go to my apartment and let's just hang out and watch a scary movie. And the girl in the car kept saying, who was my brother's girlfriend's friend. I miscommunicated. It's not her sister, it was her friend.
Mm-hmm.
She said, no, you have to go. You have to see this through. She didn't even know what I was like going to go there to do, but it's like she knew telepathically what I was going to do there. Mm. She was like, you have to go to see this through. We're not turning around. And I was like, hey, fuck you. We're turning around. And then she was like, no. And then even the Uber driver was like, nah, you should go. You should see this through. And I was like, oh, okay. So we get there. I immediately walk in.
Wait, on your way there, you said,
I'm coming for you.
Great. The good, you avoided the ad. yeah, I said, I'm coming for you. I kept mm-hmm. saying that, yeah. In that same tone of voice.
I'm coming for you.
Well, it's not exactly. You put an R at the end of you, and it's, I'm coming for your puss.
I'm coming for you.
Your puss.
I kept saying that and repeating it over and over. Anyways, I didn't actually say that, guys. That's fabrication. Anyways, I would never say that when I'm about to go see a girl. Anyways, I get to Andre's house, and
you ring her.
We all get to
wait. You ring her doorbell.
This is like a sound play. This is like some weird sound play. We're gonna get every single. It's like the climax of the story is I have sex with her, and we're gonna get like this noise of having sex. That's what it sounds like, having sex. Anyways, okay, so I get to Andre, I get to Andre's place, and it's a weird hipster party. So we go in, there's disco music blaring, everyone's in ironic costumes, like fucking,
so
I don't
cool.
know. Yeah, it's really cool, whatever.
Was there no TV there? Because they don't, you know, I don't watch TV.
There is a TV, but they had N64. They didn't have a modern gaming system. Oh, so, cool. You know, that's cool.
Mario Kart.
Why get, like, any new games? Like, why not just play all the old games? Because they have better graphics. Like, honestly, the art design is way better than polygon count or whatever the fuck.
I'm a 90s kid.
Yeah.
Even though I don't remember, I wasn't cognizant for most of the 90s, but I'm a 90s kid. I'm a fucking 90s kid.
Yeah, you are.
I was born in 84. Memory starting 89. I'm a 90s kid, not you!
Oh, I never said I was. Why are you so angry? You want me to leave?
Nah, just having some fun.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you get to the ironic party.
So I get to the ironic party, and I'm looking for Andre. And meanwhile, my brother and... So also, I have to clarify. My brother is a recovering drug addict.
Yeah.
He did a lot of heroin when he was a teenager, and he's been sober for 5 years.
That's cool.
And it's, yeah,
that he did heroin.
Yeah, I mean, now that he's not, he's a massive pussy. I say it every single day.
Yeah.
He should
do it again.
Yeah, he was funnier back when he was on heroin, you know? but he's sober, and so I bring him... I'm looking around the party for Andre. Mm-hmm. I get upstairs, I find her. Her eyes, so she sees...
I will find you.
Should I just not tell the story? Should I not tell the story?
You said I found her. So
I found her.
I saw an opportunity.
Okay, good job. Are you listening to the story? Or are you just like listening to the words to try and correlate to the sound that you could put?
Yes. Is there an owl in this story? Because if so. All right, keep going.
I'm glad that ad played. I'm glad that fucking ad played. Anyways, I go upstairs. I find Andre. She turns around, sees me. Her eyes, she goes like, oh, my God. Like, I'm here. But her pupils were, like, her eyes were black, like a possum. And I realized that everyone at this party was on Molly. There was a bunch. She was on, like, Molly times 10. And she, so we, like, talk a little bit. But she's, like, super, like, how are you doing? Oh, my God. And so we go to the bonfire in the backyard. Ooh, cool. And I'm sitting down, and I'm seeing her with her boyfriend, and they're both like fucking possum died, and they are all talking very about shit that doesn't make sense or matter. Mm-hmm. And my brother is there too, and he's just absorbing. My brother hates hipsters so much. He's from Orange County, and so am I. I hate hipsters too, but like we're from Orange County, and we never hung out with people like that. Mm-hmm. These weird artistic types,
right?
And so we're just there. Jesse's my brother. He was just looking at me. He's like, you fucking. He's like smiling and laughing. He's like, you fucking. What is this shit? Uh-huh. And I'm like, Paul, I'm so sorry. But I see Andre and her new man talking and like being like romantic, and I get very depressed. And so I'm like, okay, I got to do something to get rid of this. And so I see in the room, I look across, there's this room where people are doing lines.
Uh-oh.
And they're smoking weed.
Whoa.
Oh, no, not doing lines. They're taking shots and they're smoking weed. So there's no cocaine there.
Okay.
Though there probably was cocaine there, but I just didn't see it. But I'm like, okay, that. So I run over to that. I'm like, hey, guys, I'll be right back. So I go over there. I take a shot of whiskey, and then I take a hit from the joint. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I sit back down. 2 minutes go by, and I'm like, I'm going to do that again. And so I got up. I went into the room, did the same thing. Whiskey, joint. Went back to sit down. And then I'm like, not feeling it. So I went back in. Whiskey, joint.
Shot. Another shot.
Yeah, another shot of whiskey, another thing of the joint. Sat down. And so... I do the last time I remember doing it. Well, I remember all this vividly, but I remember doing it, and I'm like, oh no. And then I sit down, and it's like everything goes whoosh, and I am fucking.
What does that mean?
That means I was high as shit and I was drunk as fuck at the exact same time. All right, he's getting the.
That one sucked.
That was the noise that was the noise that I was hearing. Everybody was making that noise.
Oh, yikes.
They're all laughing at me because I'm high and drunk as fuck.
That's spoopy.
The fuck that word.
Yeah, what's up with spoopy? We'll talk about it in a minute.
Spoopy was okay, whatever. I don't want to get sidetracked here. But so I'm twacked out of my fucking mind.
You're twacked.
I'm twacked.
Okay.
Which is meaning I'm fucked up in all regard. Like
twacked.
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 I was twacked up.
All right, new word.
And so I
tweet us twacked.
twacked. If you made it this far in the podcast, tweet us twacked.
The phones are lighting up.
What? Right.
All right, so you're twacked.
I don't know what that was. But anyways, okay, so I was twacked, and I start going, oh, fuck, out loud. I go, oh, my God, oh, no. I'm, like, saying that, and everyone's like, what's wrong? I'm like, oh, I'm fucked up.
And I'm twacked.
I'm twacked. And Andre and everybody around me is just like, they're all like, oh, my God, give him Molly to bring him up to make sure to get him out of this drunk stupor he's in. And they didn't actually say that, but so I'm like freaking out, and I keep going, oh no, oh, I got way too fucked up, way too quick. And Andre's like, all right, just stay here, I'll be right back. She left with her her boyfriend. She didn't come back.
nice.
And so, and I'm asking my brother, I'm like, dude, what's going on? I'm so fucked up. And he's like, dude, you went into that room 10 times. You got up and did what you did 10 times. Wow. So what did you do in that room? And I was like, I took a shot and I smoked a joint every single time. And he was like, dude, we got to get out of here. Cause I was the leader of the pack that I was with, mm-hmm. and I was down. And so Jesse was like, he was like taking my phone, like, we got to call a fucking Uber. Oh, the Uber's not here. And meanwhile, while all this is happening, I'm just like looking down going, oh, I fucked up. I'm twacked. I'm fucked up. And I'm hearing like laughter from Molly, like fucked up Molly people, mm-hmm. and their eyes are bloodshot and black.
Scary.
And I'm just, yeah, this is actually spooky now that I'm thinking about it. You might want to play. Yeah.
Sounds like a like public shooting. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's fucking app.
It sounds like a public shooting.
Public shooting as opposed to private?
Yeah. Private shooting is when most shootings. Anyways, so yeah, so my brother calls an Uber, and we get out of there, and we drive home, and I'm in the whole car ride, I'm just fucked up, and we get home. I don't remember what happened. I blacked out. Wake up the next morning, and I'm like, dude, oh, fuck, what happened? He said, dude, you let me describe what this was like. I'm talking to Jesse. He was like, it was one person that was really fucked up, and a bunch of people that were way more fucked up trying to help that person who was fucked up. Going, mm-hmm. dude, calm down, man. Have some Molly. Have some Coke.
Yeah.
And I'm a recovering drug addict. So seeing all this was very hurt. It was like, it was traumatic for me. He said that. It was like, it was traumatic for me. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then I look at my phone, and the Uber ride to get home was $150.
Whoa.
Because it was from downtown, and it was to North Hollywood, and it was on Halloween night during a surge. And I'm just thinking the whole time, like, how spooky.
How spooky?
Yeah, how spooky.
You didn't have that thought. That was a joke, right?
Yeah, it was a joke.
Oh, okay.
How spooky.
Whoa.
Go-ooky crisp. God.
Fuck.
Holy shit. There's another ad that just played after that soundbite. But anyways, yeah, no, my story was very, it was more adult fear of like humiliation and rejection and failure.
Mm-hmm.
That's how spooky my story was.
You just had
your candy taken away.
I have an adult story.
Do you really?
Last year, yeah.
Go ahead.
So Vine was announced they were being shut down about a year ago, like 2 days ago.
Mm.
So like right around Halloween. So that happened, and I thought of a great costume. But I'll tell you this. I was going to the Soho House in West Hollywood.
Yes.
With Victoria and some friends.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone listening, you guys know Victoria, right? Yeah, they know Victoria.
you keep saying these names like we know them. I mean, granted, I said Jesse's name, but it doesn't matter because they don't know who these people are.
Well, for context, it's Victoria Asher, guitarist from Cobra Starship, the band. I don't know.
I don't know what that band is, and I'm just kidding.
They had some hits.
No, I know Cobra Starship.
But anyways, I go to the Soho House, and I dress as a dead Viner. So I have a bunch of Vine gear, Vine sweatshirt, Vine hat. I bring a selfie stick with a phone in it.
Nice.
I learn how to tie a noose. Very easy. Check it out, kids. If you want to hang yourself, just YouTube it. You can do it in like a few minutes.
Yeah. And if you're having these thoughts, don't take time to think about them and to, you know, make sure you hesitate so that you can save yourself. Just immediately go to YouTube and type in how to tie a noose.
Just kill yourself. That's all I can say.
This Anyways.
This is the sound clip we're going to use to promote it.
Just kill yourself. That's pretty spooky.
And I paint my face white. Mm-hmm. I look like a corpse with a noose around my neck.
Cool.
And vine gear all over the place. So I'm like, this is a fucking good costume.
Yeah.
No, most people in the world do not have this vine gear. Mm. Then we go to the Soho House, and the costume is a hit.
Nice.
People are like, yeah, dude, Vine's done!
Yeah.
Like, high-fiving me.
They're, like, happy about it.
Yeah, and I'm just like, yeah!
So was my income.
Yeah. So it's like a melancholy, or is that the right word? It was a mix of, like, all right, cool, I have an awesome costume, but it's bumming me the fuck out.
Yeah, that's melancholy.
I have a great costume, and it's giving me a lot of anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know how to make this a good story. The Soho House, one of my friends smokes too much weed. They freak out and they have to go home.
Mm.
My other friend, Murray, British Murray, we go downstairs to like a private room and we start a dance party with people. That's fun. Then I get a text from a fellow comedian, a girl,
mm-hmm.
who I know she likes me.
Mm.
She's like, I'm at a party. Come see me.
Oh.
When a girl says, come see me, mm-hmm. not like come to the party. It's like, come see me. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, shit. Yo, Mari, Dune's going to get laid tonight. But I have a rule, like, don't sleep with comedians. But she's cool, cute,
because you guys just crack jokes during sex?
Yeah.
Why the chicken cross the road as you're, yeah, as you're
that joke.
Banging her?
No, it's just because I'll see her everywhere and things will be awkward. Huh. So we go to this other party. Mari comes with me. We have some good times. I hang out with the girl. And the girl comes back to my apartment. And we have sex.
This is a comedian?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's on MTV and stuff.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to tell.
Were you at least both drunk when that happened to Risa?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. You're shit-faced.
And we were even said, I even said, she didn't like hearing this, but sometimes I can be brutally honest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You are all the time with me. You tell me all my flaws. And
maybe not brutally. Just like very honest.
Sometimes. Violently, I would say.
Violently honest, yeah. No, sometimes I just speak my mind a little too much.
Sure.
So I told her, because it was getting awkward because we knew like we were about to have sex. So I was like, so I think what's happening here is we're feeling awkward because you like me and I like you, but we're both comedians, so we know we shouldn't do this, but let's go to my room. And she was like, I wish you didn't say that.
Why?
Because it made things awkward.
It's the truth, though. I mean, there are smoother ways to get a girl into a room, right?
I just wanted to acknowledge, it was getting weird, so sometimes if you acknowledge the weirdness, it helps it go away. Mm-hmm. But it kind of made it worse. So then we went into my bedroom right over there, and we had some awkward sex. It was awkward. The whole thing.
How is it awkward? How do you have awkward sex? Are you just looking? You guys' eyes aren't closed. Your eyes are just wide open looking at each other.
One thing, the sun was already coming up, so it was like light out.
Sure.
In my room, so mm-hmm. there was no darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And one funny thing, an awkward thing, she said like, it's like, oh, okay. I'm gonna come. No, I'm not.
Wait, who said that? She did?
Yeah. So then I laughed because it was funny.
Yeah.
I'm coming. No, I'm not. It's not gonna happen.
Then you laughed and then you farted.
And then I don't even think I finished. It was just like, all right.
That sucks.
Let's be done with this. And then.
That's so sad.
So that's pretty much the end of the story.
Huh.
But there was a follow up. We saw each other in New York. We're both doing stand-up on the road.
Yeah.
And she knew that I liked her, and she likes me. She liked me.
Mm.
But she hit on a dude right in front of me, a dude that I was hanging out with that night. I was in the middle seat, back of a car. Her, me, the dude.
Mm.
She leans over me and says to the dude, do you have any idea how hot you are? You are so fucking hot.
To the dude?
Yeah. And I'm in the middle of them. Just thinking like, that was her being mean.
Yeah.
And I there was a headliner comedian I was on the road with, and I told him about that. He was like, that's fucked up. She's like, she does that shit.
Yeah.
I guess one time at a club, she said, right in front of her ex-boyfriend, like, I had sex with a black guy last night.
Oh, no.
And the boyfriend, not race.
This is ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, ex-boyfriend.
I thought it was boyfriend.
No.
She
was
like, I fucked a black guy last night.
And I don't know why she had to throw in race.
But because black guys typically have massive hogs.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But her ex, who heard that, just felt like absolute shit.
Yeah, it fucking sure.
Made him feel terrible.
Yo, I would imagine so.
And I think she meant to do that.
Yeah, totally.
So, I fucking... F- I was planning on confronting her and just being like, hey, that was rude and like it made me feel like shit. But then the next day I was just like already over it. I was like, but she's fired. I was like, you're done.
Mm.
I no longer like you.
Oh, really?
You revealed your true colors.
Yeah. Her true colors, and she revealed also. That was a joke I was about to make. Yeah, I was about to make a bad joke.
She likes dark colored skin.
Yeah, you knew the joke. And yeah. I think all the audience knew the joke that I was mm-hmm. about to make, and they were just shaking their heads like, don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't say it.
Don't say it.
Don't go there. It's too spooky.
Yeah.
What are you doing for Halloween this year?
It's weird because I want to go to a party, but there is something. Well, you're just getting a sound effect right now.
No, I'm not.
Well, oh, okay.
Kind of in.
Oh, okay.
Queuing up a song.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go. Okay, so Halloween to me is like weird because there's adult Halloween and children Halloween. Mm-hmm. Adult Halloween is just partying and getting dressed up to party, and it's almost this weird fantasy fucking because everyone who goes to the party, if you end up fucking somebody on Halloween, it's awesome because you're just like fucking the Hulk or something or whatever, and it's like Cinderella fucking the Hulk. But child Halloween is so innocent. It's so crazy to me. It's like such a dichotomy of like, and I enjoy it so much because I have two nieces right now. I have a niece that's 1 year old, and I have a niece that's three. And it's very different in terms of development. And I love going home and trick-or-treating with them. It's mm-hmm. fucking awesome because they...
Super cute.
It's just interesting to me. It's like, and they're like, what is this? It's like, it's Snickers. It's like a little Snickers, and they get fucking amped. It's like, you know how on Halloween night as an adult, when you meet a girl who's dressed as fucking, I don't know, Harley Quinn, and mm-hmm. you're dressed as mm-hmm. some funny costume that she found entertaining, and then you guys... talk and then you drink a lot and mm-hmm. then you fuck and it's awesome sex.
Mm-hmm.
That moment, that whole night is encapsulated in a candy for my little niece.
Right, right.
The same amount of joy. Like she got the same mm-hmm. amount of joy from that little piece of candy that we did with that giant event.
That's cute.
And and so that's why it's all right, well you just ruined the story with
excuse me.
So I think what I'm gonna do is tonight or for the next two nights, I'm going to try and go to parties and try and have that moment that I just described.
Oh, no. Yeah, force it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to make it happen very smoothly. It's going to be, I'm not going to wear a costume, and we're going to talk about that maybe. I don't know.
I had a moment like that last week. I went to a Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
Although I was coming from a video shoot, so I wasn't dressed up. But I saw a cute girl, and I was like, what are you? She was like, I'm Pablo Picasso. I was like, oh, okay. Then she's like, what are you going to be for Halloween? I was like, I think I'm going to be Ace Ventura. And then I started doing my impression. We're making each other laugh. I was like, before we get separated, you're funny and you're cute. Can I get your number? And I was like, oh, shoot. Do you have a boyfriend? I should have asked that first.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I have a boyfriend, like, kind of. So then I was like, all right, then I won't get your number. She's like, no, take it.
Oh.
So she's a bad girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's 24. I thought she was older.
Yeah. What is kind of a boyfriend?
It means, like, she's with a guy she doesn't like.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I think she wanted to keep her options open for the Dune.
Yeah.
She's coming to my show on Wednesday.
All right.
Wednesday, Hollywood Improv with Nikki Glaser, Drew Lynch, and your boy, Rodune, and Brandon Wardell. Do you know him?
I've heard of him.
From Twitter.
Mm-hmm. That was a very smooth transition into your promotional material.
Thank you. I should have put it at the beginning.
Anyways, though, what I didn't finish what I was going to say. Oh, I think I'm going to do the two. No, it's all right. I'm going to do the two things of going to parties and trying to make that massive moment happen. And then on Halloween night, I'm going to Orange County to spend time with my nieces and nice. Have them. One of them's walking now. She was just starting. This doesn't matter to you, but she started as a bit. She's been crawling for a whole year, and she just started walking. Nice. And so she's going to be like walking her first Halloween. And yeah, like a fucking idiot. I can walk way better than her. And I tell her that every single day. Whenever she walks and everyone's like, aw, I go, why are you guys going, aw? I walk way better than her.
You walk, stupid.
Yeah, and then she falls like a walk much. That's what I'm going to do. What are you going to do?
Tonight, I'm going to have to sneak into. So Victoria, it's not Victoria. My other friend, who's just friends with Victoria. That's why I got it mixed up. My friend is friends with Maroon 5, the band. Ow, I just hurt my back. Fuck. I hurt my back the other day.
What is the... I didn't know if that was a bit or not.
No, I just... my back is a little fucked up.
Oh, right my now. God. Aging. That's spooky. I know, right? That's really spooky.
Spooky. I don't have the clips.
Oh. Right,
See, I'm going to a Maroon 5 party tonight. I think I'm going to have to sneak in, kind of. So, I got sent the invite and then RSVP'd, but then they were like, how did you get this invite? And I lied and said, my agent sent it to me. But really, I just stole my friend's invitation. And they're like, sorry, friends and family only. But my friend says I'll be able to get in, so I might have some cool moments at the Maroon 5 party tonight.
Chaos that controlled my mind.
What's happening?
She said goodbye and she got on a plane.
I'm so confused.
Never to return again.
This is
always in my heart.
This is like baffling and weird.
Oh, this love
I don't know
has
what's
taking its toll on me. She said
I think I'm getting a headache from how confusing this is.
I like that song a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe just keep that to yourself. You know, listen to it in the car.
That's a good song.
It is a good song.
Thank you.
I mean, you kind of butchered it with your awful singing. I'm just kidding, Rye. I can't insult you because I know you got a big heart.
You can insult me.
No, I can't.
Please.
No.
I'm over my heartache.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean,
you can insult me.
You know what's really spooky?
What?
Is forgetting about past loves.
Ooh.
Ooh. Spooky crisp. That's the spookiest of them all, is when you're deeply in love with somebody. And then when they break your heart, it's awful. And then in 6 months, they're gone.
Yeah, in my head, I say,
God damn it.
You say, God damn it?
I'm trying to play this thing.
Oh, yeah, this app is the worst ever. And this
really
is not an ad for this app because this app plays a lot of ads and it's shitty.
Yeah. So, yeah, when I'm thinking about an ex.
Let's try this again. Yeah, go ahead.
When I'm thinking about an ex, all I hear in my head is.
Get out right now.
Leave.
It's the end of you and me.
Go.
It's too late.
Leave.
Somehow.
Go.
Super didn't do Jo-Jo-Jo.
All right. That's been the spooky edition of I'm Sorry, Dad Pod.
And it's been very spooky.
Tune in next week for the original Wednesday episode with a special guest. We don't know yet. Come see me live at the Hollywood Improv this Wednesday, 7:30.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.